अकवचं वक्षे प्रह्लादेनोदितं पुरा सर्वरक्षाकरं पुण्यं सर्वोपद्रवनाशनं सर्वसं
Now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, an authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Namaste. Good afternoon, H-Town, and all who are listening online wherever you are. Namaste and pranam to the divine in you.
योगी साध्याश्च निवासं पातु मे हरि
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song. And it's your spirit chill time with all of us in the studio at Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. You can also listen to us online at sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. Today is May 15th. Sunrise was at 6:32 a.m. And we are in Vaishakha month. Shukla Paksha, Tithi is Dashami and Nakshatra is Purva Falguni. And we dedicate this program to our founder, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, it's a way of life. And today, we started off with the Narasimha Kavach because, for a reason, Narasimha Bhagwan wanted to appear on the radio initially before we start this program and... Because next week is Narasimha Chaturdasi, the appearance of Lord Narasimha. And we'll be talking about that shortly, about Bhakta Prahlad, about Narasimha Bhagwan, about Ramanuja Swamiji. So many good things are coming up your way. If you're wondering what is Narasimha Kavach, we all have difficulties, we all face challenges, and difficulties and serious challenges can come in our life in many, many unimaginable ways, and sometimes in overwhelming situations that cause us distress. And when we feel helpless, we don't know how to tackle certain dark forces, at those times when we lose our peace of mind, our natural sleep patterns, or when we feel depressed, we actually invite more negativity in our lives. So in these helpless times, actually help is just a YouTube away. Yes, that's right. You heard it right. It's just a YouTube away, because Narasimha Kavach is available on YouTube and this is absolutely free. You can play Narasimha Kavach for 40 days and see what happens. Every day after you take your shower, dedicatedly play this Narasimha Kavach. All the fears will gradually cease to exist. Narasimha Kavach is a very powerful mantra that drives away all kinds of negativity. Many devotees tried this, benefited from Narasimha Kavach. And you can also find this mantra in YouTube. So there are two Narasimha Kavaches. You can play anyone. If you can chant, it's good. But playing the mantra also helps. It is said in Narasimha Kavach that Bhutas, Pretas, Pisachas, Rakshasas, Danavas are immediately they flee the place once you start playing the Narasimha Kavach. In the home or even in the village where this Kavach exists, all the demonic creatures will not have any presence. They flee from that place. So Narasimha Kavach actually is given by the creator Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma, to Narada Muni and then to Prahlad. Bhakta Prahlad. So it's most pious, it vanquishes all impediments and provides one with ultimate protection. That's why we started with Narasimha Kavach. That's the way Narasimha Bhagwan wanted our program to start today. Stay tuned for beautiful, beautiful things coming up your way. And let's talk to Sriji and Taraji in the studio. How are you, Rakeshji? How was your week?
Namaste, Geetaji.
Namaste, listeners.
Yes.
It was an excellent week.
Excellent.
But an excellent day too.
Excellent day too. Wow.
So far, it has been good. I was at the BAPS walkathon.
Oh my God.
I saw a lot of walkers from the Bhojan Sanstha. You know, the BAPS is one of the greatest institutions.
Yes.
We will talk about that walkathon later.
Sure, shortly. Yes. And how about you, Sriji?
I'm having a wonderful time, Geetaji, as usual.
As usual.
Yes, okay. We're going to make your listeners chill for some time.
Okay, and Rakesh Bhai, how about you?
I'm doing good.
Doing good. Rakesh Bhai is always silently doing good.
One word person.
One word person. Yeah. So my week was so blissful, and I'll also talk about that. I celebrated 999th birthday of Sri Ramanuja Swamiji in Chicago, where my boyfriend also is there. Balaji Bhagwan, Sri Venkateshwar also was there. And it was a very blissful week, super energized week. And before we start the program or kind of get a glimpse of the program, what's happening today, we are here till 2 p.m. and we'll be talking about lot of good things, Lord Narasimha Ji's appearance, Bhakta Prahlad, and so many other things coming up your way. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. And exciting QQ time will be about at 12:30. And about talking about Ekadasi. Today we didn't talk about Ekadasi. Ekadasi, next Ekadasi is Mohini Ekadasi. Sounds beautiful. It's falling on May 17th. And Parana time, the time when you break the fast, is going to be on May 18th. Ekadasi Tithi begins on May 16th and ends at 6:47 a.m. on May 17th. On this day, people observe a strict fast without eating grains for the whole day. Partial Ekadasi also can be observed. This Ekadasi has many benefits. And again, Parana time is on May 18th. You break your fast between 6:30 to 9:13 a.m. And significance of Mohini Ekadasi, the greatness of this Ekadasi, it actually was narrated by Lord Ramachandra, to Lord Ramachandra by his guru Vasishta. And also it was narrated by Lord Krishna to Yudhishthira, that is Dharmaraj, the first in Pandavas. And it is believed that if a person observes the Mohini Ekadashi Vrat with complete devotion, that it is equal to lot of punyam, of visiting lot of pilgrimages, offering charity, and even this punyam is more than performing yajnas. The observer of the fast receives as many glories as achieved by donating 1,000 cows in charity. So anybody is interested in observing Ekadasi Vrat? It's falling on May 17th. And back to you, Sriji. So can you walk us through the program today?
The pleasantries first. Namaste, once again, formally to all the listeners of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. I love to say hola hola to you all. We wish you are having a great day. So everybody, we assume, are enjoying today. This is Sri, the Fortune Rowler. We are live on 11:10 a.m. every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. also online at sanatanhinducenter.org. Till 2 p.m. on masalaradio.com. Studio hotline, if this is something you want to remember, 281-277-6874 or 281-277-MUSIC. We have an amazing, awe-inspiring show for you today. Like always, stay tuned, keep listening, don't go anywhere. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Brought to you commercial free for 20 plus years by Sanatan Hindu Center. We have been co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all our dedicated supporters. Be a sponsor by calling 832-361-0625, or you can just email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. It is up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And shortly, experience all your favorites in the next 2 hours till 2 p.m., starting with Lively Bhagavad Gita by Gita, the Divine Song Rahula, your host. Shortly, we'll ask today's riddle. It's very interesting. Once again, you call and win an e-gift card in Dhruvtara Q time. In Hinduism basics, plain and simple, know about the great saint Ramanujacharya. On May 10th, his 999th birthday was celebrated. And for the welfare of the world, we pray online. In the second half, you know, you get to hear Tara the Star Narasimhan, who will engage and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Know what's going on in Temple Times at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Houston happenings brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston. All the events will be brought to you. Get intrigued and interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism. And today's topic is Ramanujacharya. So enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs in the next 2 hours and send in your song requests to HinduismRadio@gmail.com. Once again, new energy, new experience on Hinduism. You are about to enter a
no conflict zone. Yes, let's start off with this beautiful number by Shreya Ghoshal, Nandika Lala. It's a beautiful song. For all the Voice of Sanatan Hinduism lovers out there, this is for you. Yes, Gokul is always calling us because Krishna was there. Good times with Krishna. And let's see what Krishna has to say today in Bhagavad Gita segment. Let's jump on to Bhagavad Gita. Shuklam varadharam vishnum sasi varnam chaturbhujam prasannavadanam dhyayet sarva vighnopasantaye yasyad virada vaktradyah parishadyah parasatam Vighnam nighranti satatam vishvaksenam tamashraye Vyasam vasishtha naptaram sekteh pautramakalmasham Parasaratma jambandi sukatatam taponidhim Samyangyaya kalapena mahatabharatena cha Upabrumhita vedaya namo vyasaya vishnave Let's now invoke our beloved Krishna.
Gokul ki
Beloved Krishna shlokas are Sarathyam Arjuna Syajo Kurvan Gitam Ratandado Lokatrayopakaraya Tasmai Krishnatmane Namaha Krishnam Kamala Patraksham Punyas Ravanakirtanam Vasudevam Jagadyonim Naomi Narayanam Harim Krishnaya Yadavendraya Jnanamudraya Yogini Nathaya Rukminishaya Namo Vedanta Vedini Sri Krishna Parabrahmane Namaha Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. I bow down to my Guruji before starting this beautiful Bhagavad Gita by Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna. We are in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita and let's see what Krishna is telling us in this chapter 2. I think we are about to start 58 shloka, but let's have a glimpse of what he already told in 54th till 55th shloka of chapter 2. And again, if you just tuned in, we welcome you to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. It's a radio show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism, and my name is Geeta, the Divine Song. And I'm here in the studio with Sri the Fortune and Thara the Narasimhan, and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. today and every Sunday. You can also listen to us live on sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. And Bhagavad Gita literally means divine song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjuna about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra near New Delhi, India. Sri Krishna reveals to Arjuna self-knowledge that benefits every individual. So Arjun in chapter 2 is asking Krishna, hey Krishna, what is the language of self-controlled wise, and what do they meditate on, and what do they gain by meditation, such meditation, and what do they talk about? So he's talking about wise people, and Krishna tells in from 55th shloka onwards, from in chapter 2, he gives the characteristics of the wise. Krishna says in 55th shloka, hey Parth, when one discards all selfish desires and cravings of the senses that torment the mind and becomes satisfied in the realization of self, such a person is said to be transcendentally situated, or is called sthita prajna. That's a term in Sanskrit for transcendentally situated or for wise. And in 56th shloka, Bhagavan Krishna says, one whose mind remains undisturbed in misery and who does not crave for pleasure and who is free from attachment, fear, anger is called steady, is a sage of steady wisdom. So he talks about fear, he talks about attachment, he talks about anger. So one who is free from fear, attachment and anger. We also talked about fear is of three kinds. Adi Bhautika, Adhyatmika, and Adi Daivika. Fear can come in any form. And in 57th shloka, Krishna said, one who does not hate anything in favorable, unfavorable situations, and one who is actually unaffected by good or bad that is happening to him in favorable or unfavorable situations, such a person is said to be fixed firmly in prajna, that is perfect knowledge. So one who remains unattached in all conditions and is neither delighted by good fortune or dejected by bad fortune, he is a sage with perfect knowledge. So that is again prajna. He is situated in prajna. So today's shloka, he is giving furthermore, he is giving us tricks about how to be prajna, situated in perfect knowledge, and also he is telling us how a wise behaves in such circumstances. So today's shloka is, Yada samharate chayam kurmonganiva sarvasaha indriyani indriyatebhyaha tasya prajna pratishtita. So yada samharite cha ayam kurma. He is talking in this shloka, chapter 2, 58 shloka, he is referring to kurma. Kurma is tortoise. Angani, limbs of tortoise he is referring to. Lord Krishna is referring to kurma, limbs of kurma. So he's saying, just like kurma, samharate, withdraws its limbs when it is faced with dangers. So just like that, a wise person, that is whoever is situated in prajna, divine wisdom, withdraws his senses from sense objects. Indriyatebhyah is sense objects, indriyani, senses. So a wise person behaves like a tortoise and withdraws his senses. Just like tortoise withdraws its limbs when it faces with danger. So let's see this is a trick Krishna has given us. So how we have to act when we are faced with any sense objects and our senses are loose, and you know, how to gather senses and how to withdraw senses. So one who is able to withdraw the senses from their objects, just like a tortoise withdraws its limbs into its shell, is said to be established in divine wisdom or perfect knowledge. So fulfilling the desires of senses does not extinguish them. We need to understand this first. So just as an offering, just like you pour ghee into a fire or oil into a fire, the fire does not get extinguished. So it even makes it more strong. So let us look at it practically, what we do in our everyday life. Let's break it down. We all have desires. The more we expose ourselves to things that influence our senses and we let our senses loose, the more our desires go up, the count increases. So every day from starting to the end, we fulfill our desires, and these desires we are talking about are the ones that we are catering to our senses. So starting from sunrise, let's see like some examples. Like for example, someone who is very fond of food. So to satisfy our tongue, we can also put it in another way. The person is like, their true happiness they derive from is that what they know about true happiness is these people will be thinking about the tasty food. So some people think that is the happiness, the tasty food that they eat. So they'll spend about an hour or more to cook this food in preparation to satisfy our 3-inch tongue. Some tongues might be longer or shorter, but yeah, I took the average 3-inch tongue, and some do it 5 times a day. Some might do 2 times a day preparation, and then all it depends on how hungry our senses are, how much you are deriving from it. So let's talk about another sense, our eyes. We see something beautiful, we want to possess it, we want to buy it. How about our ears? We are lured by what we hear, and we hear an advertisement. For example, a restaurant advertising nice samosa, mango lassi, rasmalai, whatever. You know, your mouth is already watering. So similarly, other senses too. There's nothing wrong about it or nothing wrong. But if we observe carefully, we are being hijacked by our senses. So in this way, we are in an endless cycle of catering to our senses. So today, we buy a beautiful dress. It's not enough. We don't want to repeat wearing the same dress next time. We want more dresses. It's not that anything is wrong again with the dress we wear, but we are not satisfied with 1 or 2 dresses that we meet our needs, but we want more and more and more. So in this way, we want more. The truth is, we are in an endless cycle of satisfying our desires. The truth is, you can never satisfy your senses too. The truth is, happiness that senses give us is very instant and temporary. You have to little zoom into our senses and our desires and study them. Then only you can understand you're in an endless cycle. You cannot satisfy your senses, and it's only instant and temporary gratification we are giving it. Yes, you're becoming happy, but only temporary. And that's why when the happiness is exhausted, we run after another desire. We want another one. We have to keep on supplying to the demands of the desires, and it's endless. If you don't realize that our mind is hijacked by these desires, we will suffer when we cannot meet this demand of senses or desires. As long as your desires are, the demands of your desires are met by supply, you're okay. If demands equals to supply, no problem. The happiness graph is constant and temporary, and then again another desire met, again it goes on. But the minute your desire, the demands of your desires are not supplied, then the real trouble starts. So what to do? Lord Krishna, through Bhagavad Gita, gives us some tricks to handle our desires. And always be happy. He directs us to eternal happiness, not instant gratification, not temporary happiness that our senses are giving us. He points us to eternal bliss, ever increasing bliss, happiness. So one realized soul says, these desires can be compared to an itch in the body. The itch, it is troublesome, it is irritable, but the more you itch, the more you want to. But when you try to control, then slowly it goes away. It begins losing its sting and dies very slowly. So an enlightened sage, an intelligent master, the senses, he masters the senses and the mind too. So he doesn't let his senses loose whenever he sees the danger of being attracted to senses. Just like a tortoise, he withdraws his senses. Just like the tortoise withdraws its limbs. So that's it for today, for Bhagavad Gita segment, because we have so many exciting things planned. So let's chant the ending shlokas from Bhagavad Gita and close today's Bhagavad Gita segment. And let's see what Krishna has to say next week. Ekam sastram devaki putra gitam, eko devo devaki putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani, karma apyekam tasya devasya seva. Kayena vacha manase indriyerva, buddhyatmanava prakrute swabhavat, karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai, narayanayeti samarpayami, sriman narayanayeti samarpayami, sarvam sri krishna arpanamastu. Yes, Sriji, it's your time, Q time, Dhruvtara time, and our listeners' time to answer. And I'm really interested in knowing what's the question for today.
Okay. Namaste to all listeners once again. So you are about to enter Dhruvtara Q time, where you can win an e-gift card sponsored by Ashirwad's Indian Lifestyle Class of 2016 and 2017. Enrollments are now open to learn yoga, meditation, slokas, heritage. Ashirwad iLifestyle presents every year in Greater Houston Area, the Vedic Fair. So more info at ashirwadablessing.org or hit us up on our Facebook page, Vedic Fair, or you can simply call 281-995-0930. So today's team in the studio, today's Dhruvtara riddle is based on Hinduism history. So wear your history cap. So let's unriddle it. So here how it goes. The number to call is 281-277-6874. So the riddle is, I am Lakshmana, but not Lord Rama's brother. And I lived in the land of golden eyes.
Okay. I am Lakshmana.
I am Lakshmana, but not Lord Rama's brother. And I lived in the land of golden eyes. Who am I? And the bonus question is, who are the golden eyes? Okay. Call 281-277-6874. Tell the correct answer and win $5 e-gift card sponsored by Ashirwad's Indian Lifestyle Class. If you win, you have to email to hinduismradio@gmail.com to claim your gift. Once again, our email is hinduismradio@gmail.com. We repeat the question. I am Lakshmana, but not Lord Rama's brother. And I lived in the land of golden eyes. Who am I? And the bonus question is, who are golden eyes? So you get to win $5 and $5, $10 if you give us both the questions. But you don't have to. It's optional, the bonus round. Okay?
Golden eyes is very easy to answer.
281-277-6874.
I think people can think in the terms of the topics today we are covering.
Yeah, the clues are always there if you listen to us right through the show.
Yes, yes.
We always and are very simple. We keep it simple. We want you to win. Okay.
And Narasimha Chaturdasi, Lord Narasimha's appearance is next week. It's on May 19th, 20th. Some are celebrating on May 19th. And we want to talk about how Narasimhaji appeared. And before that, I would like to take you to this beautiful, beautiful song by Bhakta Prahlad, what he has to say about God. Because Bhakta Prahlad is one of the icon for all devotees. Everybody wants to become Bhakta Prahlad because his devotion was his aastha, his faith was unshakable in all circumstances.
Yes.
He always pointed to Bhagwan, Narayana. And let's listen to him, what he has to say. The song is very beautiful. It's one of my favorites, and this is for you. And Prahlad was just very young. He was a child, but his faith was like, oh my God. Faith on Narayana was unshakable. He was thrown from the mountains by his own father. He was asked by the soldiers to throw him off the mountain for singing praises of Narayana.
And he celebrated in Houston the Holi too.
Yes.
On his name.
Holi. Holi. On Holika's name. Yes.
Yes.
Holika, Hiranyakashipu.
Holika got famous because of Prahlad.
Holika was a beautiful soul too.
Yes.
Until she took Prahlad.
She was influenced
on his
by a brother.
Hiranyakashipu, who
we
was.
We all do that. We get
Hiranyakashipu was, he treated Vishnu as an enemy.
Enemy.
If your faith ever shakes, listen to Prahlad ji's bhajans. And in this song, he beautifully describes how you need to be. Narayan in everywhere, Mata, Pita, everywhere. And back to your question, Q time, Sri the Fortune Ravula.
Okay, I'm Lakshmana, but not Lord Rama's brother, and I lived in the land of golden eyes, and I'll give one more hint. And you all remember me even after close to 1,000 years.
Yeah, if they are listening to the program, they would know that.
Yes, we have
and
already
we just celebrated
his name.
We just celebrated his 999.
And Gita ji was in Chicago to celebrate his 999. So, in the studio, who am I?
Yes, yes. And you know, we are all afraid of poison, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody gave you poison and tested your faith, would you drink it?
If I'm Chanakya, I will.
Chanakya, no, you're normal. If you're Chanakya, if I'm Chanakya, I will not hesitate. Come on, give it. I'll take it as a cocktail.
Yes.
Okay. But this one, I'm referring to as a normal person. We would be afraid to.
What I would like to say here is that your question said, "I'm an avatar of Lakshman." Right?
No, I am Lakshmana.
It can be avatar also.
Avatar. So you have to see who is Lakshmana first of all to know who.
Lakshmana.
Okay. Lakshmana is Adisesha. Seshavatar.
Adisesha.
So Seshavatar.
You are not giving
another form.
Yes.
In the golden
He lives in the golden eyes.
Golden
that means
eyes.
Hiranyaksh. Hiranyaksh means Vishnuji's eyes.
Vishnuji's eyes.
He lives in Vishnuji's eyes.
Okay.
And that means he is a great, Vishnuji keeps him in his eyes, means that must be some great bhakta or a guru or someone. But I want to take you again to this beautiful poison, which I was mentioning before somebody answers the question. Because what Prahlad does when he is given poison, and he says, drink poison or forget
Narayana.
Okay, he tells this to people, to his own father, that I'd rather drink poison. And here is why. Isn't that beautiful? He also says Narayana in Vish. He says, what is the fear in that? I'm also going to drink the poison. And, his songs are so beautiful. His teachings are so beautiful. And, his voice is in, it's a he, but his voice is in a lady's form because he was very young at that time. These songs are taken
Prahlad's
from.
All leelas happened when he was very small. Like all, most of the great souls.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start early, Geetaji.
Yes.
I missed the boat.
No.
I think you're still very, very young kid. Who is...
Thank you. I'll take that. I just wanted you guys to say it.
We are still thinking of you as a little kid sitting here on the radio station.
That is true.
Us.
I'm the littlest kid in the studio.
Soul is ageless.
Okay, we got the answer.
Okay, Rakesh bhai, let's try with you. You're my first go.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Kanti bhai?
No, I have heard it, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
what is that answer that you're not sure about?
I want to just say there is another person named Lakshmana, not Lakshman, Lakshmana, who is Sri Krishna's wife.
Oh, that's true too. Mm-hmm. But we mentioned here he. I'm not brother of Lord Rama, but that's a good point. Listeners,
yeah.
You got one more history answer today. You know, Lord Krishna had Ashtapatnis, that is 8 wives officially. Okay, the curiosity begins there, but we'll leave it there for today. You know, Rukmini, okay, starting with Rukmini, and Lakshmana was one of his wives, 8 wives. So that's a good point, Kanti bhai, we give it to you. Please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. Okay.
So you want to give the answer out?
Yeah.
Can I try or?
Yes, Taraji and then
Gita.
Yes.
I can try.
Gita
the divine song.
Tarama needs to try.
Okay. Adisesha Avatar.
Okay. We will break it up. Okay.
Lakshmana.
Just take 2 minutes to break it up. I am Lakshmana, but I'm not Lord Rama's brother. He was named Lakshmana when he was born. But he became popular, immensely popular. Still, we remember him
as Ramanuja Swamiji.
Yeah,
right.
And Ramanuja literally means brother to Lord Rama.
Anuja
is. You know, we forget Rama Anuja is a brother to Lord Rama.
Ramanuja.
See, I'm learning so much history, Geetaji.
Yes,
thanks
yes.
for this opportunity.
You're learning Sanskrit also.
Yes, that's true. I'm learning so many things.
Language.
You know, I have not dwelled in and. I lived in the land of golden eyes. This is, oh my God, thus eyes you need to see. They reverberate even today in my eyes when I saw it. Okay.
In Srirangam?
Srirangam.
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 Lord Vishnu
beautiful.
In sleeping form in Srirangananda temple and his eyes are painted in gold.
Gold. And that idol that's there sitting in Srirangam in South India near Chennai. Do you know who gave that idol?
Ramanuja probably.
No. It goes long way. Lord Brahma the creator gave to... Ikshvaku, who is the Lord Rama's ancestor.
Ikshvaku Kula.
Okay. That one. Wow. You know how it landed there?
Yeah.
How it landed there? Lord Rama gave that to Vibhishan, who is Ravanji's brother.
Okay.
And Vibhishan was taking it and they tricked him. The condition was it shouldn't be
kept anywhere else.
Yes.
Wherever
the
it is kept.
It
stays there.
Yes.
So, he was being tricked in Srirangam. So that's how the idol usually faces east or north. But Srirangam idol always is facing south, seeing Vibhishana Sri Lanka. So that's why it's facing south.
And probably, I don't know, Tarama needs to, clear this confusion. They say down in Tamil Nadu, south facing is good. Most of the time in our Shastra, right, they say, your door, main entrance should not be facing.
I know only the Srirangam temple, Perumal, God looking south because of that condition. Because Ramji says that I'll always be looking
and
at Vibhishana.
Actually, Vibhishana is also one of the five Chiranjeevis. Mm-hmm. He's still existing.
Immortal. Yeah.
And so since he is going to be worshipping Lord Ram from there all the way to Ayodhya, he says, I'm going to be present in Srirangam. So it is considered as a myth. Or maybe it is true that Sandhya Vandanam, Vibhishana visits the Srirangam temple every day.
Oh, wow. And the other good part of Srirangam temple is Ramanujacharya's idols there.
No, Ramanujacharya's body is still there.
It's
kept alive with all the oils and all that stuff. It's still there after, I think, about 880 years. His body is still there.
His body is still there. Samadhi on which they have constructed the Vigraha.
The real body
is
still
body,
there. And actually the nails grow. They cut the nails and they cut the hair too. I heard that they cut the nails.
Yes.
And then I was.
So let's close the history lesson for today, Geeta ji.
And it is Sri Ramanuja will be the topic we will be discussing later.
We will be topic.
If you would like to add any of your views or notes, please do call us at that time
at 1:30, 1:40.
Yes.
Time. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will be talking about Sri Ramanuja Swamiji, the guru of Sri Vishishta Advaita philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very beautiful. I think even Swami Vivekananda says that if I had another life, I want to have a heart of Sri Ramanuja Swami. So he's been praised by everybody. Ramanuja Swami, his compassion is impeccable.
We are going to touch on certain topics of universality of that Vishishta Advaita.
Exactly. That needs to be talked. And it's a beautiful topic. Stay tuned. We'll be here with you till 2 p.m. And again, let me take you to another beautiful song by Bhakt Prahlad. What's he saying before we go to basics of Hinduism? You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism and we'll be here till 2 p.m. We're here every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. The song is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates Dashara Festival in Skeeter Stadium in the month of October. October 15, 2016 is going to be Dashara Festival by Sri Sitaram Foundation in Skeeter Stadium, Sugarland. Yes, Sridharji, back to basics of Hinduism. Hinduism basics, what do we have? What is the topic for today?
Some of you, if you're just joining us now, you're listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We are live every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. You can also hear us on sanatanhinducenter.org or till 2 p.m. on masalaradio.com. And this program is brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, Sri Meenakshi Temple, and all our dedicated supporters. You can be one of our supporters by calling 832-361-0625 or email hinduismradio@gmail.com. So now, it's Hinduism basics. That is, in simple and plain words, lot of things about Hinduism. So what we do in Hinduism basics, we explore what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism. If we believe we are in Hinduism, we are an Hindu and we want to know more, this is the forum. Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, means a way of life. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world, so we are not alone. In earlier shows, we touched a lot of Hinduism basics in plain and simple words. And today, since we are celebrating the 1000th birthday of Ramanujacharya next year, we're going to give you very small little things you need to know about Ramanujacharya, the great Hinduism saint. Ramanujacharya was born in Sri Perambudur, in present state of Tamil Nadu in south of India. Most of his life he lived in Srirangam, we referred that in the Q time, the temple, till he passed away in 1137. His original name was Lakshmana. His father was Asuri Keshavacharya and mother Kanti Mati. He is the founder, this is what we remember him today. He is the founder of Vishishtadvaita, a school of Vedantic thought. He was spiritually inclined from childhood. He studied Advaita with the philosopher Yadava Prakasha and later learned Ramayana and the inner meaning of mantras from disciples of Emanacharya. And Ramanujacharya stated, individual soul emerges from Brahman or God and therefore is eternal and same in essence. And even when recognizing the truth of its eternal nature, it retained its self-consciousness and separateness while enjoying a close communion with Brahman. According to Ramanujacharya, moksha did not mean merging of individual with the divine, but disappearance of all limitations. That's in plain and simple, short, precise way. Some of the things, he was a great, great saint. A lot of shows will take to really cover him length and breadth, but that's very short and sweet in Hinduism basics about Ramanujacharya.
Yeah, Ramanujacharya, yes, he brought Vishishtadvaita philosophy into light after so many Alwars, you know, all Alwars also were Vishishtadvaita philosophers, but he's the main propagator, we can say. And there's a beautiful, even Annamacharya, who wrote 32,000 kirtanas, that is bhajans on Lord Venkateshwara, Lord Vishnu. He praised only one Acharya, that is Ramanujacharya. He said he is the Kaliyuga Daivam who shows you, points you to Lord Vishnu. And see, Advaita philosophy preaches about, oneness of God. And Ramanuja Swamiji's, the Vishishtadvaita philosophy was, accepting God, accepting the Jiva, that is yourself, and accepting the nature, the reality that exists. He did not say, usually there are other philosophies, we'll be covering it in our next weeks, coming up in next weeks, Advaita and, Sankhya. There are so many six schools of thoughts that come from India. And this philosophy basically accepts the existential reality, which means, we don't say this reality is a dream, We say that we means Vishishtadvaita says that this is existing. It's real world we are existing in. God is real. Jiva, that soul is real.
It maintains the separation from Brahman. The Jiva and the
and
Brahman.
It also doesn't say that Aham Brahmasmi. Yes. It doesn't say. Vishishtadvaita philosophy says that Brahma has a different attributes. Jiva has a different, that is soul has a different attributes. Specifically, see, Jiva cannot be equal to Brahman.
So and the goal of the Jiva is to attain the Paramatma. That is the one way. And one more thing about Ramanuja is that everybody is equal in the eyes of God. There is no caste system. Anybody who comes and says, you know, with the Sharanagati Tattva, that is the greatest of the Visishtadvaita philosophy.
Prapatti.
When
it's called Prapatti.
Sarvadharman Pariktagya Mam Ekam. That is Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. I think that is one of the main Sharma Shlokam and the Prapatti Shlokam that you... And we will also talk about a little bit about the Samashriyanam, how you get accepted into following the Visishtadvaita philosophy. And also, I'm going to bring one beautiful kind of a thing, an act of the acting of Sri Ramanuja himself. As far as the Mughal Empire was concerned in India, we are only talking about, we are in 2016, right?
Yes.
His time was somewhere around 2011. You talk about 1,000 years ago. And in 1,000 years ago, how he reached out to the Mughal community, the Muslim community, who became devotees of Ramanuja for a particular reason. It is a beautiful anecdote.
Stay tuned. We'll be talking about that shortly. And in our Ramanuja Swamiji segment at 1:40. And more about Ramanuja Swami, what he's contributed to the world and how we can benefit from his teachings. And before we end our session today, let's pray for everybody who, everybody's well-being. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Santir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. May there be well-being in all, peace in all, fulfillment in all, auspiciousness in all. May everybody become happy. May all be free from illness. May all see what is auspicious and may no one suffer in this whole universe. May there be peace, peace and peace all around. Stay tuned. Coming your way.
Sanatan Hindu Radio, 11:10 a.m. KTEK, Alvin.
Is Meenakshi Temple Times by Tara the Star Narsimhan, followed by events at Hindus of Greater Houston. And topic of today, Ramanuja Swamiji and Visishtadvaita philosophy. We'll be here till 2 p.m.